But first, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was walking along the Great Wall of China today with his fiancée, Jodie Hayden. This is the PM's second visit to the country since 2023. Carlos Xi asked Dr. David Goodman, Professor of Chinese Politics and Director of the China Study Centre at the University of Sydney, if there was any hope for the buyback agreement of Port Darwin becoming a reality.
If I was a betting man, which I'm not, I wouldn't put money on the buyback going ahead. There are, of course, a number of issues between China and Australia which were not mentioned in the discussions that we saw on television or reported in the media, both in China and here. But that doesn't mean that those issues are not being discussed. And, of course, the fate of the Port of Darwin is one of those. And there are a couple of others as well, of course, like the fate of Yang Chunhun, who's in prison in China. But that doesn't mean, as I say, that doesn't mean they weren't being discussed and won't be discussed, both whilst Albanese is in China, in meetings between officials on both sides, and also before and after.
This tour as well is a significant opportunity for Australia and China's relationship to sort of rebuild, as there is that regained trust and trade relations. In terms of the visit in itself, it seems that China is making efforts to please Australia's PM with their hospitality. Why now?
When the Albanese government came into power in 2022, things started to change, and I think there's been, you know, the kind of process by which governments who have some intemperate observations over time find that they feel each other out to see how things can improve. Why would we want a better, to balance that relationship? I mean, we might want to balance it differently, but assuming that the current relationship that we have with the USA is in Australia's interests, that's a big ask. It's not proving to be the case now, and it didn't prove to be the case before. When sanctions were imposed on us, it was the USA that jumped into the trade space with China. So I don't know, you know, why are we following an America as number one policy for Australia? It doesn't seem to me to make any sense. China is, as you've just pointed out, our number one trading partner in both directions. We buy from more people and we sell to more people than we do with the USA.
I guess on the ground level, how can this trip sort of tell Australians that China is sort of a power to trust as well? Because I think there is a little bit of anti-China sentiment amongst Australians as well.
Oh, there is. There's no question about it. And there has been for at least since 1900. It's a difficult thing to get over. I don't think, to be frank, I don't think one should ever trust the government of any other country too much. The example of America, the USA, proves that, doesn't it? I mean, the talk about, oh, we can rely on our American allies because we share the same values, would seem not to be true at the moment, and it may not have ever been true. I think I heard John Howard saying that once. What we need is to ensure that we are safe in our own, in what we do.
The University of Sydney's Dr. David Goodman, Professor of Chinese Politics, speaking there with Carlos Xi.